California Democrats back Gavin Newsom's push to write gun control into the U.S. Constitution. What is happening is California lawmakers have introduced a resolution calling for a U.S. constitutional convention with the intent of creating an amendment restricting firearm possession. They want to take away your Second Amendment rights, and they want to do it via a constitutional amendment. This will take a long time to do. This will take years and years to do. But you see the direction they're headed. And we've got to stop them. We've got to stop them. Stay with us. We'll preview what's ahead in our 8 o'clock hour. We got a big 8 o'clock hour featuring Megan Barth. I'll give you a little hint. Yeah, she's going to be a part of it. And we're going to talk about yet another presidential vacation. This one here in Nevada. This is unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, another presidential vacation. This one here in Nevada, Incline Village. Megan Barth has been writing about this. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. We'll get a chance to hear from her on this seemingly endless vacation that's going on with the president of the United States. We have over 100 people dead in Maui, and the president's going from vacation to vacation, from Delaware to Incline Village. And by the way, they're going to stay at the Hyatt Regency, supposedly, a beautiful facility. I've stayed there a couple of times over the course of the last 10 years, right on the water. Really, really nice. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He calls it a conclusive report, and former President Trump says he'll release it at a Monday press event, described by the former president as a major news conference in Bedminster, New Jersey. Mr. Trump says the document on presidential election fraud should result in all the charges against him being dropped. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana describing the latest fourth indictment of Mr. Trump, that's the Georgia indictment, as a political zombie apocalypse.
He's a former president of the United States, and he is a current active candidate for president of the United States, running against a party whose four prosecutors have indicted him.
Kennedy telling the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt it's the kind of thing normally seen in banana republics. He adds it poses a big test for the U.S. political system. As Democrats mark 1 year of President Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, they're finding little enthusiasm among the voters.
71% of Americans responding to a Washington Post University of Maryland survey last month said they know little or nothing about the law. The president told donors in Utah last week he regrets calling it the Inflation Reduction Act because, quote, it has less to do with reducing inflation than it does to do with dealing with providing for alternatives that generate economic growth. One group that shares the president's dislike of the name, Republicans. They say not only did the legislation not reduce inflation, but made it worse by pumping billions of dollars into the post-pandemic economy. Bob Agner reported.
President Biden plans to visit the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Maui next week. That's according to the White House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 131 points, the Nasdaq 6 points lower, the S&P is 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Despite a wet winter that increased water levels, Lake Mead will enter 2024 under a federal water shortage ruling for a third straight year. But the cuts, they'll eased up just slightly. The Bureau of Reclamation's latest report shows Lake Mead ending this year with its water level more than 20 feet higher than where it began back in January. Now, the easing of the cuts means the Silver State will have 279,000 acre-feet of water available from the Colorado River next year. That's about 7% less than it normally gets, and 4,000 acre-feet more, though, than it was allocated this past year. The Colorado River provides 90% of the water for southern Nevada. Las Vegas taxpayers could be on the hook for more than $200 million in the court battle involving the closed Badlands Golf Course. District Judge Anna Albertson recently ruled that the current property owner is entitled to the fair market value of 65 acres of that land. Judges in three other cases have ruled the city of Las Vegas illegally took the property by not allowing the land to be developed. The latest ruling could push total damages to $223 million, not including interest penalties as well as attorney fees. Councilwoman Victoria Seaman has been pushing the city to settle, calling the lawsuits a financial Armageddon for the city. When folks are looking to relocate, Las Vegas, the most searched place to move to. Real estate brokerage firm Redfin reports home buyers with the freedom to move are picking Las Vegas because they get more bang for their buck here in southern Nevada. Population experts over at UNLV say 115 people each and every day are moving to Clark County, with the county expected to grow by more than 42,000 people this year alone, the biggest population surge the county has seen since 2020, when nearly 51,000 people moved to Clark County. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
New accident in the Beltway in Henderson on 215 westbound just past Stephanie. You'll see some slowdown there around right around Gibson again. 215 westbound after Stephanie. Still slow through the Charleston curve because of construction barrels in the way there on 95. Really both north and southbound, but especially heavy on northbound 95 through the Charleston curve. Starts to break up once you close in on eastern there. A 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs near 103, already 90 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Everything you need to know to get your day started. Thanks so much for taking us along on your ride to work or maybe to drop off the kids at school. Thanks so much for making us a part of your morning. She is just back, and a little birdie told me she is just back from Maui. Wow. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, from ReaganBabe.com, she joins us. Are you just back from Maui?
Unfortunately, yes.
Were you vacationing, or were you covering the carnage?
No, I was on what I would call a working vacation. I left Friday, weekend before the fire started on Tuesday morning. So I arrived in Maui Friday afternoon, and then the fires in Maui started, or I should say the inferno started Tuesday. I was told morning. I've been looking and trying to find the start of the initial fire, and that was Tuesday morning. However, we were diverted by smoke coming into Maui Airport for only about 10 minutes. And it is common. I've been to Maui quite a bit, and it is common for small brush fires to occur on that side of the island. It's the drier side of the island. So small brush fires are not uncommon, but what is uncommon is, I would say, the absolute lack of emergency preparedness by numerous hotels on the island.
I am curious, did sirens go off? Was there any evidence that there was, either sirens or something to alert folks that there was an impending disaster?
No, there were none. And I would have heard the sirens because we were on Kanapali, which is just a short 10-minute drive from Lahaina. What's interesting, Kevin, is when we were driving in from the airport, we had rented a car, and thankfully we stopped at Costco, which is right by the Kailua Airport, in order to get some food. We had like a condo kitchen, et cetera. And we were on a bypass. It's called the Lahaina Bypass, and that's a relatively new road that was just constructed in the last few years. And I was telling my girlfriend as we were driving in, I said, you know, these power lines look like they were built in the days of King Kamehameha. I said, they're all splintered wood. There's huge, power lines just hanging from them. And I said, with this new highway, I said, okay, here's some infrastructure, but where's the rest of the infrastructure to support all of the tourists and the locals? Where is, and I literally asked her this, I said, where is all of the federal money going that Hawaii gets? I started looking into the situation after I finally got home after 16 hours last Friday. And, Hawaii has received billions of dollars in federal aid, specifically from the CARES package. Nevada received about $6 billion. Hawaii received about $7 billion. And I'm still finding other, billions of dollars in federal infrastructure, basically grants from the federal government to Hawaii, and there was none of that evidence except with the Lahaina bypass, which was a very small, maybe 3 to 4 mile, maybe 5 mile stretch of road. It was shocking to me how little infrastructure there was in Maui, which I understand gets about 30,000 visitors a day, tourists a day, into that airport, which also is like the original airport, constructed, I don't even know, when the 1960s maybe. And then when we were watching the explosions, because that's exactly what they were, explosions occurring in Lahaina, our hotel went without power Tuesday morning at about 5 in the morning, and it remained that way the entire time that we were there. They had no backup generator. How can you not have backup generators at hotels? For example, here in Lake Tahoe, our hotels have backup generators because hotels, especially in remote locations or island locations such as Hawaii, which has numerous natural disasters, whether they be volcanic eruptions or hurricanes, tropical storms, etc., the hotels provide shelter for not only visitors but also locals. So we had absolutely no shelter except for a dark roof over our head, a Marriott in Kanapali.
Wow. Wow.
And without power, you know, you don't have the basic necessities that you need. I mean, we lost cell service in the afternoon, so we were basically living off the grid at a Marriott in Kaanapali. But they didn't have a kitchen. They had no kitchen services. So people were lining up for hours for food. And thankfully, we stopped at the Costco and we got a lot of food for our condo. It was like a timeshare, Marriott timeshare. So there were many people, and I looked at my girlfriend and I said, panic is going to set in within 2 to 3 days if this situation remains. So what we ended up doing is on Wednesday morning, we ended up taking our rental car, driving it on the remote road that connects to the east side of the island because the entire west side of the island was without power. We drove to Kihei in order to get power and in order to get cell service. And then we couldn't find a hotel room anywhere, but I just booked the last literally 2 seats to Honolulu on Wednesday afternoon and flew out Wednesday evening to Honolulu.
That's incredible. You plan to write about it?
I do. And I, you know, believe me, I was extraordinarily exhausted when we finally got back. It was just, I was running on adrenaline for about 5 days just to try to escape Hawaii, which, by the way, I don't recommend that anyone ever goes to visit again because there absolutely is zero emergency preparedness. I don't know if all islands were the same as Maui, but I'm certainly not going to chance it again because if there is another natural disaster, you are basically AWOL. You are basically on your own. You will have absolutely no help from the tourist industry, the hotel industry. You know, without generators, there is no power. So I will be writing about it. I have seen a lot of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories flying around out there. But from my own experience, it was simply the lack of emergency preparedness, whether it's they have 80 sirens on the island of Maui to warn those of, you know, impending disasters. None of those went off. You know, what are the 9 most terrifying words in the English language? I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. Something to that effect. That's exactly what people need to keep in mind is that the government's not there certainly to help. They weren't there to help people. The state of emergency by the governor of Hawaii was not called for the island until 2 hours prior to the an hour into the inferno. I got that information around 6 o'clock from a hotel worker. He said it was called 2 hours prior, which was approximately 4 p.m. But all of Lahaina was basically engulfed in flames by about 5 that evening.
That is incredible. By the way, the president says he's going to visit Maui sometime next week. In the meantime, he's going to have another vacation up where you are in Klein Village.
Yes.
And the Hyatt Regency. Yes. You wrote about it last week. Did this surprise you? Did this, or was this on? Was this on the schedule long before Maui hit?
I have absolutely no idea when the president put this on his multi-vacation schedule because it seems like he's on a permanent vacation anyway. But I'm really surprised that he chose the north side of Lake Tahoe, pretty remote area. There's only one town in the north side of Lake Tahoe, and that's in Klein Village. You know, I've been coming here for close to 10 years. I know many people in the village and many, including those that work at the Incline Hyatt, told me that they had to prepare for the president's arrival. They assumed that the president was staying there, but they were unsure. But all, you know, everything that they learned, they were anticipating the president's arrival. But I've since heard that he's not staying at the Hyatt. He might be staying on Billionaire's Row, which is one of the lakeshore houses. What's interesting is a friend called me and said, I don't know any Democrat that lives on the lake. I'm sure there's one or two, but he's going to be staying somewhere. And it's not a very big village, but this is going to cause mass chaos in this small little village with basically 2 ways in and 2 ways out.
you have been busy, even though you've been traveling. You have been busy. You've been writing about all kinds of different stuff, including this very, very confusing deal involving the First in the West caucus, that apparently they've announced that on February 8th there will be a caucus. February 6th there is the primary, but the primary really doesn't count, is what we're being told. What do you know about what's going on? The state party just released the dates yesterday or the day before. Can you talk a little bit about your understanding of what this is and why it's so damn confusing?
Well, I'm just as confused as everybody else. You know, what happens when in the presidential primary, which is 2 days prior, let's just say, for example, Nevadans pick Ron DeSantis, okay, as their presidential choice. But 2 days later in the primary, the caucus goers pick President Trump. So then all of the primary voters' votes are just cast aside and not considered, and we just go with the caucus. I don't really understand the whole process, so I can't intelligently comment on it because I think there is too much confusion around it. So it's going to require a lot more education on behalf of the Nevada GOP to their base. Do we show up for the primary on the 6th? Do we just go to the caucus? I have absolutely no idea.
Well, I guess my question is, how did we get to this point? I know the courts have been involved in this thing. Can you give us the backstory on this, of how we ended up with two different events? One is a primary election on the 6th of February, and the 8th is the caucus, the First in the West caucus. How did we get these two conflicting events?
Well, the Democratic majorities established the primary system instead of the caucus system, basically upon the urging of late Senator Harry Reid. He wanted to eliminate the caucuses and implement the primary system, specifically after Bernie Sanders won the Democratic nomination in Nevada. And then after that, the entire Democratic Party was overthrown by Bernie Sanders socialists and caused massive resignations within the Harry Reid machine. Since that time, now the socialists have been overthrown by the socialists, the Nevada Democrats. So they just have, you know, basically different socialists of a different color. The Harry Reid power structure is now back in power. Harry Reid got what he wanted, which was through law, through legislation. The Democrats eliminated the caucuses, instituted the primary system. The Nevada GOP had a problem with the primary system. They sued. A judge said, no, the law is the law, basically, but you can still have your caucus. And so the Nevada GOP is having the caucus.
It's just so bizarre, so bizarre. Michael McDonald, you'll hear from him coming up on the program, coming up at 8:30.
Maybe I'll understand what the hell is going on.
I know. It's always good to have you with us. I'm so glad you are safe. I know that was horrible, horrible stuff. How close did you actually get to the worst part? Lahaina, I guess, would be the worst part of this.
Well, we couldn't. They closed all roads into Lahaina. So, like I said, we were just basically on the beach about a 10-minute drive away. And,
wow,
you know, we could see all of Lahaina just completely engulfed in flames.
Wow. I am so glad you are safe, though, and good to have you back, on the mainland. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week. How about it?
Sounds great, Kevin. Thanks so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. TheNevadaGlobe.com. Check it out once or twice a day because it's constantly changing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, talks about this confusing situation involving the First in the West caucus. We'll have that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we'll be joined by our friend Will Kane, who is on the scene in Maui to tell us about the efforts to try to help that community recover after the horrible fire.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides full